Livestock siting rules would set statewide standards that many local governments would use when evaluating plans for large new or expanded livestock operations. The Ag Department says 50 to 70 farms a year could be affected. About 500 people have commented on the rule package, mainly on a plan for a so-called odor index. Ag Department Secretary Rod Nilsestuen says he's backing some changes.
We really move to odor management standards as opposed to an index that has two parts. It establishes a maximum level of odor that any facility can generate, and it sets minimum passing scores that consider how close the neighbors are.
Nilsestuen says the new language would offer some predictability, but attorney Andrew Hansen of Midwest Environmental Advocates says the state is weakening health protections.
DACAP has basically rigged the odor standard to ensure that up to 90% of operations will pass the odor standard and therefore get their siting permits. That changing of the odor standard doesn't have anything to do with actually making sure that we're protecting public health.
Hansen says if the State Agriculture Board agrees with the change at its meeting next month, more industrial-sized farms will pop up in Wisconsin. The Ag Department also recommends other changes to the livestock siting plan. More details are on the agency's website. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.